In Florida today, the race is on to prevent a failing reservoir from sending a wall of toxic water into a local neighborhood. Here's Governor Ron DeSantis at a news conference south of Tampa yesterday.
What we're looking at now is trying to prevent and respond to, if need be, a real catastrophic flood situation.
The reservoir holds millions of gallons of water tainted with phosphorus. It is a byproduct of fertilizer production. Hundreds of homes within a mile of the plant at Piney Point have been ordered to evacuate. Joining us now is Matt Pasek. He's a professor of geoscience at the University of South Florida in Tampa. Matt, welcome. Good to speak with you.
Good to speak with you, too.
And people like you have been keeping an eye on this reservoir for years. I understand it was built in the 1960s but has been inactive for about two decades. Explain what the reservoir is used for and what's happening with it.
Right. So this thing is sculpted out of a solid waste product of the phosphate mining industry, and it is full of fluid that kind of got left over from the processing of the phosphate ore to make phosphate fertilizer, and is now full of phosphate fertilizer. It's a sort of elevated pond.
And what's in that water? Because as you say, this is connected to the fertilizer industry, which makes me think chemicals.
Right. The majority of the water, as far as the sort of compounds that are a little bit not normal or sort of out of whack from sort of environmental water, include a fair bit of phosphorus and a fair bit of nitrogen. There's a couple other elements that are in there as well that are a result of the mining process, but those are by far the most abundant out of the ordinary elements.
Well, over the weekend, Governor DeSantis said that the water is not radioactive. Why are we talking about that? And do you agree?
So that is a good question. So the ore that phosphate is extracted from is mildly radioactive, and the water that is sort of the waste product of this is also mildly radioactive. But radioactive has a whole big range of values, and to put it in perspective, this one's more radioactive than bananas, but not that many bananas. It's about 20 bananas worth of radioactivity.
Okay, so in terms of danger?
Not much in terms of digestive danger, on at least a short term for certain.
Oh, okay. Well, there are a few problems here that we should get into. One is the urgent problem for people who live nearby this thing if it were to fail. It's a lot of water that's in this pond. How dangerous is that threat as far as you can tell?
That is potentially the biggest issue in the immediate term. So the problem with this pond is it is the highest point nearby. Florida is a very flat state. And so were this pond to rupture, there is a lot of water that could come gushing out in a very short amount of time. If it were to all spread out over about a square mile, it would cover the entire area with about a yard of water.
All right. Well, the other issue is longer term. And the question is, what would releasing this phosphorus water into the environment do to the ecosystem? Because officials are now pumping it out to relieve the pressure on the walls of this reservoir. How concerned are you about that?
That is definitely the more medium-term issue and could have a very big impact. For the same reasons that phosphorus is the fertilizer, it's also a nutrient that causes things like algal blooms. And algal blooms are when algae suddenly is allowed to reproduce uncontrollably, and as a result will cause greening of the water and often causes the subsurface to become poor in oxygen. As a result, fish start to die, and the water starts to smell bad. The ecosystem kind of gets pretty well wrecked, at least in the immediate zone where this happens on the month-long time scale. And potentially we may get a red tide due to the influx of phosphorus as well. And that is of concern because that can make fish and other food that you can extract from the ocean toxic.
All right, well, let's take a step back here. What questions does this problem raise about the process of making fertilizer? As we said, this reservoir has been inactive for years. I mean, was this water just going to sit there forever until something happened?
That is a fantastic question that is sort of the generational problem of mining. Mining generates waste, but we use, and in the case of phosphorus, this is, you know, an important element that is used in agriculture. And yes, what do we do with it? This is a substance that is hard to get rid of because it's radioactive. The solid is, at least. The water is toxic. And most of the time what they do is they'll try to flush in something like seawater. And seawater helps kind of make it a little bit more mild, but it doesn't fix the problem. And what most of the time people will do is just wait for it to kind of naturally equilibrate with the environment. That has not happened and does not happen on even decadal timescales, apparently.
Makes me wonder how common these plants are in the U.S. and also in Florida.
Exactly. There's over 20 in the state of Florida. Now, Florida is the producer of 70% of all of the United States phosphate, but another 20 are kind of situated outside of the state of Florida, 20 to 30 beyond the state of Florida. So these things are common. Mine waste in general is common, and is a problem that we need to do a bit better job focusing on and considering.
Matt Pasek is a professor of geoscience at the University of South Florida in Tampa. We'll keep an eye on this story for sure. Matt, thank you so much.
Thank you, too. Appreciate it.